सैवायं मयातेत्या योगः प्रोक्तः पुरातनः भक्तोऽसि मे सखा चेति रहस्यं हि एतदुत्तमम्।
भगवद्गीता 4.3, कृष्णा इज स्पीकिंग टू अर्जुन, स एव अयम् मया तेद्या स एव अयम्, दैट वेरी नॉलेज सर्टनली अयम् मया तेद्या बाय मी एंड टू यू, योगः प्रोक्तः पुरातनः, ऑफ योगा प्रोक्त इज स्पोकन पुरातन, दैट इज एंशियंट, सो दैट एंशियंट नॉलेज इज स्पोकन बाय मी टू यू नाउ, एंड वाई इज इट स्पोकन, भक्तोऽसि मे सखा चेति, बिकॉज यू आर अ भक्त, यू आर माय डिवोटी एंड यू आर माय फ्रेंड, सखा चेति, रहस्यम हि एतदुत्तमम्, दिस नॉलेज इज रहस्य, इट इज अ सीक्रेट, इट इज अ मिस्ट्री, एंड इज उत्तमम्, एन एक्स्ट्रॉर्डिनरी topmost mystery. Now, in the previous two verses, Krishna has talked about how the knowledge of yoga was given right at the beginning of creation by Krishna to Sun God, and it was coming in a parampara down, a parampara of Raja Rishis. But then that knowledge was lost over time. So Krishna is saying, now I am giving this knowledge to you again. So this verse indicates that firstly, when Krishna gives knowledge, it is not new, it is renewed. The purpose of Krishna giving knowledge is not to give something new, but to renew that which is given in the past, but which is lost. So, sa evayam, that's what, that very knowledge I am giving you. In this world, sometimes newness is stressed as a sign of specialness. Oh, this is the latest gadget. This is an app which nobody else has got in the world. This is a car which is the latest model and I am the first customer in India. This way, sometimes a product or a service or a gadget is stressed, is glamorized for its newness. But even in today's culture, where new things are glamorized, there is still the charm of the old. If a company says that, we have 123 years of medical reliability, we have been treating patients for 123 years, we have been providing drugs for 123 years. That itself is also a marker of reliability or authenticity. So Krishna, when he gives knowledge, then see, the outer world is changing. And we also try to change the outer world in various ways using science and technology. So therefore, the newest thing is often of value in the outer world. But then in the inner world, there are essentially the same forces that are at war. There is our lower side with lust, anger, greed, envy, pride and illusion, and there is our higher side. And they are at war. And yoga enables us to overcome the lower side and connect our higher side with the highest Lord who is eternally by our side, but whom we sideline when our lower side takes over. So yoga enables us to connect. And this knowledge in this process is eternal. Whether we are in modern or pre-modern or post-modern times, people are still troubled by lust, anger, greed. And people, in order to be happy, still have to overcome these anarthas. So knowing this, a wise person focuses on the time-tested, the time-honored, the reliable. And what is reliable is our relationship with Krishna. Our eternal relationship with Krishna is a supremely reliable thing in this world. And the knowledge for developing that relationship is what Krishna is giving here. So, rahasyam hi etaduttamam. It's topmost secret. Now, it is not a secret because Krishna wants to keep it a secret. It is a secret because most people are not interested in ultimate questions. people are interested mostly in immediate questions. Where can I get food? Where can I get sex? Where can I get sleep? So, sometimes the heart longs for meaning, but the belly settles for pudding. That means sometimes you start thinking about deeper questions, but then when we find that we can't when we find that or when we find some immediate pleasures coming up for us, then that search for meaning, for deeper understanding, that gets just sidelined and we settle for meaning, settle for pudding. So like that, the secretness of ultimate knowledge is because of our obsession with immediate things. But still Krishna compassionately comes and keeps giving periodically the highest knowledge. So Krishna is saying, now Arjuna, I am giving this knowledge to you. And that is just topmost secret is now being made available by Krishna to Arjuna. So, sa eva ayam maya atedya. Now when Krishna makes this knowledge available to Arjuna, he is giving reasons. Bhakto sime sakha cheti. Bhakta, you are my devotee and you are my friend. Now, Krishna will again and again tell in the Bhagavad Gita, for example, 9.1 and 9.1, he will say that, Anasuyave, because you are not envious of me, so I will give you this knowledge. Krishna also used the word non-envious in Etu Etadabhyasuyanto. In 3.32, he says, the envious cannot understand me, or those who are envious, they don't have faith in me. So here, Krishna is talking about the opposite of when we envy someone, we can't love that person. When we love someone, we don't envy that person. When we love someone, that person's glory gives us joy because we see ourselves as connected with that person. So Krishna says that those who are my devotees, to them I reveal my glories. Because then if they understand my glories, then their attraction to me will increase further. But for those who are envious, if I speak my glories to them, then their envy for me will increase and thereby they will become further envious, further offensive, they will go further away from me. So therefore, I don't speak my glories to them.
So when he is speaking yoga,
so at one level, the knowledge of yoga can be said to be the knowledge of karma yoga, where it is simply be detached and stay disentangled. But at a more positive level, the knowledge of yoga is not just about karma yoga, it is about bhakti yoga. And bhakti yoga has as its object Bhagavan. So when we want to devote ourselves to someone, we understand the glory of that person. And understanding that glory is the central principle of bhakti. So Krishna will, while talking about yoga, he will talk here in the first section of the Gita about karma yoga. But say from 6th chapter karma yoga will move on to dhyan yoga and it will culminate in bhakti yoga. And from 7th chapter onwards, Krishna will speak focused on bhakti yoga itself till 12th chapter. And he will again come back to bhakti yoga in the 18th chapter while referring to it intermittently throughout the Gita. So the point is, Krishna is giving this knowledge and he's giving this knowledge to a devotee. So we also, if you want to acquire this knowledge, now we may not identify ourselves as devotees, but we can have a devotional disposition. That means, okay, let me, Prabhupada writes in the introduction of the Gita that at least theoretically accept that Krishna is God and then try to understand the Gita. So we accept, okay, if there is a God and Krishna is God, then how would that affect me in my life? And how can I live in the light of that fact? So if I try to live in the light of that fact, let me see what happens. Let me see how my worldview changes, how my life changes, how my heart changes. And that way, let me do a spiritual scientific experiment. So, we can see it that way. So, we, even if we don't self-identify as devotees, we can, as a test case, try to have a devotional disposition while studying the Bhagavad Gita and while practicing the recommendation of the Bhagavad Gita. I mean, in contrast, somebody may self-identify as a devotee but not have a devotional disposition. That means the person parades around going to temples or acting as if I'm a devotee to others. Especially this may attract respect in a pious cultured society. And the person may delight in that respect without actually internally developing deep respect for Krishna and offering oneself to Krishna. So, for such a person, the Bhagavad Gita will not be comprehensible. It will still remain a mystery. So, when we approach Krishna with a devotional disposition, then the devotional disposition, it opens the lid of the bottle of honey so that the honeybee can relish it. Without the devotional disposition, the lid of the honey bottle remains closed, and that's why people can't perceive, people can't relish the honey. They are like honeybees who are licking the bottle from outside. So Krishna is telling Arjuna that you are not a honey bottle licker, you are a honey seeker. And because you are seeking honey, that means you are cultivating devotion, so I will open the bottle to you and I will give you the honey. I will share this knowledge with you. So the word bhakti or bhakta, that word doesn't, that word theme comes repeatedly in the Bhagavad Gita, but that specific word has now occurred explicitly for among the first times in the Bhagavad Gita here. Bhakto sime sakha cheti. Arjuna, you are a friend and you are my devotee. So now the friendship also refers to one of the five rasas. And ultimately, we all have one of the rasas with Krishna, which will be revived when we become purified. So here, just as when we cultivate devotion for Krishna and we try to serve Him, then the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita, the wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita will become more and more illumined in our heart too. For that illumination to be sustained, we need to steadily practice bhakti. Or rather, we need to be steady in trying to cultivate the devotion of a bhakta, even if we don't build bhakti. So Krishna is telling that knowledge I am giving to you because you are receptive. And you are showing your receptivity through your devotion. So in this way, devotion gives us access to timeless knowledge, which gets lost from time to time and which is made reaccessible by Krishna by His merciful intervention, as He is doing here to make that timeless knowledge, Puratanaha, that ancient knowledge, available to Arjuna once again. Thank you.